Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Shaiwitz, and today we'll be studying Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet, Chapter 4. In the last perek, we had the Raya, our young woman, describing her beloved, the Dod, and we fluctuated between her reactions of awe and love, and we ended by comparing that to our fluctuation between awe and love of Hashem. Now, going back to our literal analysis, the big change in this perek, in Perek Dalet, is that the Dod is active. He's not passive and only responsive like we saw him before. Instead, right away, we hear his voice in pursuit of the Raya. So he starts out by praising her, this young woman, and he says, Hine yafa rayati, my beloved, you are beautiful. Hinach yafa, enayich yomnim mi'ad l'tzamateich, your eyes are like doves. Sa'arech ke'eder ha'izim she'gol shume hargilad, your hair is like a flock of goats that are streaming down from the mountain of Gilad. And these type of compliments are different than the way we would speak now. But actually, it's important to note all the natural imagery that the Dod uses. And that continues until he gets up to Pasuk Zayin, where he says, Kulach yafa rayati umum inbach. You are fully beautiful, my beloved rayati, and there is no blemish in you. And he continues then, it's not surprising, in Psukim Chet 3 Aleph, 8 through 11, he invites her, the Raya, to join him. And he calls to her, Pasuk Chet, Iti melivanon kala, iti melivanon tavoi, come with me, my bride, come from Livanon, from the high up, from Lebanon. And he continues to talk of high places. Tashuri mi rosh amana, mi rosh snir v'chermon, come down from the peaks of amana, from snir, from har chermon, mi ma'onot ariot mi harei nemerim, from the dens of lions and the hills of leopard, come with me. And then he goes on to describe the impact that she has had on him. Livavtani achoti kala. Livavtini achoti kala. Livavtini be'achat me'enayich be'achat anak mitzavronayich. He says, you've caused my heart to go into an uproar. You've pulled me to you, my beloved, who's like a wife, who's like a sister, with just one of your eyes, with one clasp of your necklace. And he goes on to say, Maya fudodayech achoti kala, how beautiful is your love, my sister, the bride. Matovu dodayech miyayin, your love is better than wine, v'reyach shmanayech mikobisamim, and the scent of your oils is the greatest of all the different incenses and scents. And what he's doing here, by the way, if you remember, is he's playing off of things that she had said to him earlier. She had referenced Beit Hayayin, take me there to the house of the wine, because that's where we'll feel the love. She had described his scent and the way, the importance of scent in their relationship. And now here, it's him, he's using all of those images that she had used earlier. And there's a very strong sense of equality and communication that comes out from the way that he speaks to her here. Now, we're expecting at this point that we'll get a response from her, but we actually don't get one, and we're almost not surprised when he continues, and in frustration, this is Pasuk Yud Bet 12, he says, Gan na'ul achoti kala, gan na'ul ma'ayan chatum. My beloved, my sister, my bride, is like a seal, is like a locked garden, like a sealed spring. And the metaphors he used for her, again, a garden, a spring, right? Metaphors, the garden is the growth, as the beauty, and the mayan, the spring, is what gives it its vitality. And he sees that, he appreciates her, but he also says, you're locked to me. And he continues in this vein, and finally, at the end of the parak, she responds, and she says, Uri tzafon uvoi teman, and she calls to the north wind and the south wind, and she says, come, awaken, and hefichi gani, Blow on my garden, yizlu b'samav, and then the perfume of my garden will spread. Yavo dodi legano, my beloved will come to his garden. Presumably, he'll follow the scent. V'yochal pri migadav, and then he will be able to enjoy all the beautiful fruits of the garden. So, to kind of sum up what we did so far, most of the perek is the dode, the male figure, describing the raya, the woman, reaching out to her, describing her beauty, telling her how much he loves her and she's impacted him. But then he says, you're a gan chatum, right, a gan na'ul, you're a locked garden, a mayan chatum, and I can't get to you. And then she finally responds by inviting him to her garden. And before we close, I want to focus, we've stayed in the literal analysis here, but I want to focus on a particular metaphor that's used, and maybe that will help us make a connection that will also relate to the nimshal here, the explanation, which is our relationship with Hashem. Now, it's, I think, four times that in Perek Dalid, that the raya, the woman, is compared to a beautiful, lush garden. And he describes her this way, she describes herself this way. But then when I say four times, I also include the first pasuk of Perek Hay, which we'll talk about next time. And this, even just on its own, looking at that metaphor and staying again within the literal explanation of the love between this man and this woman, a garden is actually like a very beautiful metaphor for a relationship, because a garden is always something that needs growth, it needs cultivation. And it already implants this idea by calling her a garden, or that's like symbolizing like the place of their relationship, is also, I think, giving over this idea that relationships are always a garden that will yield beautiful fruits, but needs cultivation. But I think there's another layer here to the use of the word gan, and it's also bringing us back to the very first gan, to Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden. And if we go think back to that story, one of the consequences at the end of that story that was given to Chava, to the woman, when she left Gan Eden was Ve'el Ishech Chukatech. Your desire will be to your husband. And the reason why this is, I think, said in one of the consequences, or the, some call them the curses, not sure it's exactly a curse, but what is that there'll be an unevenness. You will be the one, you, the woman, will be the one who is expressing the desire. And in Shir HaShirim, what we end up seeing is that there's a reversal. So I would say on a literal level, the reversal of the consequence of leaving Gan Eden is that here the man, the dod, is calling out his chuka, his desire for the woman. So it's almost Shir HaShirim is putting us back into the state. When it uses the word gan, it's alluding, it's an allusion to the fact that we're back in Gan Eden. Shir HaShirim is talking about a more ideal state in the relationship between the man and the woman. And on a spiritual level, if we take this to the nimshal, the explanation, the kind of the deeper piece of our relationship with Hashem, it's God as the man calling out his desire for us in a way that we get it and we feel it, which I think we could say is also a consequence of like what our lives are like today, where there are barriers also between us and Hashem. In a shir I heard from Yael Ziegler, she says this very beautifully, and she says, in Gan Eden, we broke our relationship with Hashem, and that caused friction in our relationships with humans. But in Shir HaShirim, the starting point is finding harmony between humans. And in this case, it's between the dod and the raya, the man and the woman. And that's what leads to the repair of our relationship with Hashem. Now, what this reminds me of is Rabbi Akiva. There's a piece that Rabbi Akiva says in the Gemara. It's a Darash Rabbi Akiva, Ish v'isha zachu shechina b'neihem. When a man and woman are zoche, when things are going right between them, shechina b'neihem, then the shechina, God's presence, rests within them. within the relationship. The relationship itself causes the Shechina. Lozachu, when they are at odds, when they are against each other, Eish Ochaltan, that a fire will eat them. And that's, you know, also a piece of this. They both, Ish and Isha, both have the Ish that's within in their words, Aleph Shin, the fire. And so when they are Zocha, then it's Ish, the Yud, God's presence is within them. When they're not, when they're in friction with each other, then instead of God's presence, it's fire. Now, if you remember back to our intro, this is the same Rabbi Akiva who makes the statement. He was the same Rabbi Akiva who called Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kedashim, the Holy of Holies. Right? And we understood that as Rabbi Akiva was saying, this book, Shir HaShirim, needs to be interpreted on a deeper level as talking not only as love songs between a man and a woman, but as a depiction of our relationship, our human relationship with Hashem. But maybe Rabbi Akiva's call is, in this case, is to blur the lines between the mashal, the parable, and the nimshal, the explanation, understand the interpretation of understanding it as our relationship between humans and God. And I see this statement as kind of telling us, understanding this parak as saying, there's a way that we can understand both as going together. The literal level of the dod and the raya reaching out to each other, and the interpretive level of this symbolizing the human and God reaching out to each other as well. And maybe what Rabbi Akiva's message is that if we can achieve harmony between the dod and the raya, the man and the woman, and I would like to explain that not just to the man and the woman, but to all of our human relationships, then we will be zocha to really experience Hashem's shechina, Hashem's presence in our own lives. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo.